This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey says Saudi Arabia has given its permission for a search of its consulate in Istanbul to determine the fate of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished October 2nd after entering the building. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has demanded proof Khashoggi left the consulate unharmed, as the Saudis insist. David Kay is a UN Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression.
Basically, it's important for there to be an independent and international investigation. This is something that should not be politicized. If right. either the Turkish government or the Saudi government is seen to be in control, it's not going to be seen as credible by significant portions of the global community.
Khashoggi, who arrived in Turkey from the U.S., fled his native Saudi Arabia a year ago, fearing retribution after his harsh criticism of its policies. President Donald Trump promised to speak with Saudi authorities about the matter. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has already had conversations with Riyadh. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
The United States is certainly concerned about his whereabouts. Senior officials at the State Department have spoken with Saudi officials through diplomatic channels about the matter. We call on the government of Saudi Arabia to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation.
Saudi Arabia has dismissed as baseless allegations it murdered or abducted Khashoggi. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has replaced his finance minister after he admitted to having had meetings with the Gupta family at the center of alleged corruption that helped bring down his predecessor, Jacob Zuma.
After due consideration of the circumstances surrounding this matter and in the interests of good governance, I have decided to accept his resignation.
He tapped former central bank governor Tito Mboweni to replace Nhlanhla Nene, who was under pressure to step down after meeting with the Gupta brothers accused of influence peddling. This is VOA News. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced Tuesday she's stepping down from her post after 18 months. The announcement was made during a public one-on-one session with President Donald Trump.
She's a fantastic person, very importantly, but she also is somebody that gets it. She has been at the United Nations from the beginning with us, right from the beginning, and worked with us on the campaign. It's been really a long time, very intense. And she told me probably 6 months ago, she said, you know, maybe at the end of the year, at the end of a two-year period, but the end of the year, I want to take a little time off.
Haley, who earlier served 8 years as South Carolina governor, ruled out a bid for president in 2020, insisting she'll support Mr. Trump's anticipated re-election bid.
It has been an honor of a lifetime. I said I am such a lucky girl to have been able to lead the state that raised me and to serve a country I love so very much has really been a blessing, and I want to thank you for that.
She hailed the progress made during her tenure, including UN budget cutting, South Sudan, North Korea, and moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. President Trump Tuesday said a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will likely not occur until after the November 6 U.S. election. He said incredible progress has been made toward denuclearization, a point reinforced by Secretary of State Pompeo.
While there's still a long way to go and much work to do, we can now see a path to where we'll achieve the ultimate goal, which is the full and final verified denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo said the two sides are pretty close to agreement on details of a second summit. The venue is down, Mr. Trump said, to between 3 and 4 locations. Venezuela is under pressure to conduct a transparent investigation into the death of a prominent opposition member while in custody. The government said Monday that Fernando Albán committed suicide by jumping from a 10th-floor window. Many members of the opposition joined others, taking Albán's body to burial Tuesday in the capital, Caracas.
En estos momentos me siento devastada.
Among the mourners, opposition councilwoman Eita López, a friend of Albán, who said he was incapable of taking his own life. He was detained last week on suspicion of involvement in the explosion of 2 drones during a military parade attended by President Nicolas Maduro, who later called it an assassination attempt. In Haiti, the death toll from Saturday's 5.9 magnitude earthquake has risen to 17. The Vatican announced Tuesday Pope Francis will visit the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar next year, at the start of an Africa tour. Concerns over slowing global growth dragged U.S. stocks down in Tuesday trading, the benchmark Dow Jones Index dropping more than 56 points to close at 26,430. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, going in Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent. So relax and let's have some fun. Today, we take a trip to Sierra Leone. That's where we're going to start. Live from France, that is where he's based. Must Be comes in with Your Love. And this is going out to you out there. And right after that, Come to Me, the sound of Alpha from Rwanda, featuring Bebe Cool of Uganda. And Go, Man, This Is Cool, Bracket of Nigeria comes in. But right now, let's talk about Your Love, the sound of Must Be from Sierra Leone, currently based in France.
When I saw you, I started jubilating. I knew you could be the one. So I made a move, then we fell in love. Everything was going so fun and cool. I remember how you told me you would never leave me. The other day when I saw you, not a man holding you close. You made a man cry, but I can still love you.
Come to me, you're the only one I want. This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
No.
beautiful music by Bracket of Nigeria. And right before that, you listen to Come to Me, the sound of Rwanda's Alpha, featuring Bebe Cool from Uganda and Must Be of Sierra Leone in Your Love. The African beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on the Voice of America, with my brother, David Vandy. Make you not turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out the beat all day for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, all day for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so. Bye. But when it comes to
lust, welcome back, and now let's take a trip to Liberia. Pretty Woman by the L.I.B. Queen, and right after that, Azonto Party by Blacksmith featuring DXD from Ghana, and Empecia Njia by Alicia Steluji, and also features Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. But right now, Pretty Woman, the L.I.B. Queen of Liberia, comes in, dedicated to all my friends in Monrovia, Liberia, all across the nation of Liberia. This one is going out to you.
To all my beautiful sisters.
NDSD say, beat that
game. Baby.
You know how we do.
Let's go to my Zonto party. Grab somebody. The girls that look so fly, the boys that try. We go black for the party. One by one, move here to Bacardi. Girls already guess what, no panties. Ayy, we see them, eye them. We talk them, and prove them. Trust me, the fresh boy, been sugar, be the eye. Chillin', not feeling, girl, we are feeling lonely. No cheating, no, no killing, no, no fighting, no, no stealing. Show the party, the beat, now we pop champagne. And you're all night long, show my sexy ladies.
Good girls, all the gone back. So if I catch you, get if I dig out.
The boys are many, the parts to be sweet like juice, strawberries, my chocolate grenades, girl, be out to my punish, I'm a chassis, I've been doomed, but my son, you know, I'm in the water, I'm a crock, I'm gonna die, I wanna make you happy, and I can see, pass it, the boat, they feel so free, yeah, see, I'm fellas, you feeling me, yeah, big shop, we go back to the maintain, go, go, let's go, let's go, 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 let's go, I shake to the left, I shake to the right, I,
Gia, the sound of Alicia Stelo G featuring Juliana Kanyomozi of Uganda. And right before that, Azondo Party by Blacksmith featuring DXD from Ghana and Pretty Woman, LIB Queen of Liberia. The African beat on the Voice of America. You want to listen to the latest African music? Dance to the best African beat from across the African continent? Then you don't have a problem. Just tune in to the African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays. African beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. So join me, your host, David Bandy, on the Voice of America.
African beat
is the best. It's number one. We love it.
Let's get the groove on. The African beat continues in style. Peace Choir from Nigeria featuring Rick Ross in beautiful Onyine. And right after that, Kanku Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea. And one of my favorite in those days, Prim Prim by Salif Keita of Mali. But beautiful Onyine right now by Peace Choir of Nigeria featuring Rick Ross.
He's square. Convict music.
Maybach music.
I was all alone. Was so bad. And there she go. She touched my heart and said, "Ebezina knows who go." Was so glad. The way she keeps me smiling, it brings me joy. She proves this loving is real. Within my heart, there's no.
Let me see.
kera jamana kera Mwoki ni diye na unko beke
Rimbim by Salif Keita of Mali, and before that, Kanku Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea, and Beautiful Onyinye by Peace Choir of Nigeria, featuring Rick Ross. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
Let's get the beat on. As you know, the power of the beat is in the African beat. And so, let the beat go on. Modelo, the sound of Adiemo of Ethiopia, is coming up next. And we climax today on a very soft note. This one I will dedicate to all the mothers out there. Million Roses for Mama. And this is by C.C. Bernard of Liberia. But right now, Modelo, Adiemo of Ethiopia.
Love you, Mama. We love you.
Wow, what a beautiful song for Mama as we climax on a very soft note today. Million Roses for Mama by C.C. Bernard of Liberia and Modelo by Adiemo of Ethiopia. I'm sure you've had a wonderful time today. So I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der here in Washington, wishing you the best of the best for today. Bye-bye.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.